So I'm glad we're talking about this today, because I know that there are people that are dealing with this right now. And I keep getting, because we've talked about this before, too, you know, about transferring balances from one credit card to another. My bank keeps trying to get me to bank with them. I'm like, hey, you're fine for my checking account. I'm doing my other stuff somewhere else. Thanks. But we're talking today about debt consolidation versus debt settlement. And we hear talk about that, but let's talk first about what those two terms actually mean.
Sure. So they're actually pretty well defined if we think about what the words are. So when we think of consolidating, that's taking multiple things and putting them into a more simple form or into one. So that's essentially what debt consolidation is. We're looking at a list of debts that we have, and we're thinking about, do we take those multiple debts and do we combine them into one thing so that we have one payment? Maybe we can simplify the process of repaying it, get our arms around it a little bit better. And for a lot of people, what they're trying to do is either lower their monthly payment or try to lower their interest rate. And then on the other side, we have debt settlement. So just thinking of the word settle, settling our debts. So these are actually for people that are in a situation that are struggling with their current debt repayment. So maybe they have more debt than they can afford. They're over their heads, and they're trying to avoid bankruptcy. So what they're trying to do is go to the lenders and reach some kind of settlement agreement to where they can settle that debt, pay off less than maybe what the full balance is, but still repay it with an agreement with the lender. And the lender agrees to take that, and it ultimately allows them to pay what they can afford.
Well, Brad, you mentioned those two different options, let's begin with debt consolidation. What is it that people should be considering when they think about whether or not to consolidate multiple debts into a single loan?
Sure, and it doesn't matter what we're trying to consider with our debt as far as which route we're going. The first place we always start is understanding why we have the current debt that we have, and making sure that that problem doesn't still exist. So if it was a heart problem, if it was greed, materialism, issues like that are issues of the heart that got us into our debt problem to start with, we need to make sure that's fixed, because otherwise consolidation or settlement or any of these things are not going to really help us in the end. Because let's say we take all of our credit card debts and we consolidate it and put it into one single debt payment over here, that could free up our credit cards to where now we feel like, oh, well, down the road, we want this item when we're in the store. Well, we've got room on our credit card now. It's no longer maxed out, and we start spending again. And in a lot of situations, if people don't deal with the heart issue, they find that they, instead of just having credit card debt, they end up with a consolidation debt and credit card debt down the road because they continue to go back to those spending habits. So it's not just a quick fix. And it's often going to be the best option for people that are already working at improving their finances. So if our credit is bad and we have a lot of outstanding debts, it may not be as advantageous for us to look at consolidating in that situation as it will be for the person that's already been paying down some of their smaller debts over the last couple of years. Their credit scores are getting better. So now they're able to go to a financial institution and negotiate for better lending terms, because now they're a better credit risk and they can get a lower interest rate or just get better options available to them. Another thing to consider is that now if you consolidate a lot of little loans into one big one, you only have one big loan you're trying to get paid off. So you can't really use what they refer to as the snowball method, where you attack one little debt at a time and you actually get the freedom of getting rid of a monthly obligation with each little one that gets paid off. So instead, you got this one big chunk. So imagine having 10 little credit card debts of $1,000 each versus one big one of $10,000. Well, you're just chipping away at a mountain on the big one, and that payment's going to still be there as long as you've got that loan. But if you've got a lot of little ones, each one that you pay off is giving you a little more freedom in your monthly budget. So you do lose that option. And then the last thing I would say is just beware that a lower monthly payment isn't always a better situation. You can lower your monthly payment by dragging out the length of term of your loan. So maybe you're currently on a path to be debt-free in 5 years. Well, if you consolidate and take it out to 6 or 7 years, it's going to make your lower payment look more attractive. But that doesn't mean it's always in your advantage to be drawing out how long it's going to take to pay it off. So you need to understand what all the factors are. What's your interest rate? What's the length of term of the loan? And just other factors that are playing into how is this going to affect me and my budget going down the road.
Well, what about debt settlement, though, Brad? When should we consider that? Is that ever really a good option? Is there anything we need to be concerned about if we go that route?
It can be an option, but it's certainly not without without some teeth as well. So this is going to be the best option for a possible option for people that are over their heads in debt. It's not for somebody that can that can just be disciplined in how they're spending their money and work out a debt repayment plan. These are people that are over their head, typically already going to be missing their payments. Because if you think about it, as a lender, am I going to settle for less than what I'm owed if the person's actually currently paying me back? And I expect to be able to receive the money from them. No, I'm probably not going to. But if that person appears to not be able to repay me and I'm worried about them going into bankruptcy, then I may be willing to take 70 cents on the dollar rather than trying to get everything back in full, because some is better than none. So that's why these people are willing, the lenders are willing to negotiate and take a lesser amount. Now, what we have to be careful with on the downside is that if we're using a debt settlement company, so that's basically somebody we hire to go in and negotiate on our behalf. They're typically not going to be doing that for free. And just in a quick search that I did, typically the fees I'm seeing is about 15 to 25% of the amount that they're able to reduce your debt. So there can be some pretty substantial fees for negotiating on your behalf. So it's probably in our advantage to try to communicate and negotiate with our lenders on our own first and see what we can accomplish that way. It's going to hurt our credit. So our credit's probably in bad shape already if we're considering debt settlement. But when we settle and negotiate a lower rate, on our credit reports, it's going to show that our debt was not paid in full. So it's going to show that there was a reduction in the amount that was paid, and that's going to hurt our credit as well. Another factor is that you might as well assume that any forgiven debt is going to be taxed as income. So it sounds great to be paying less than you owe, but that amount of debt forgiveness is most likely going to come back and be considered taxable income, and you're going to owe taxes on that amount as well. So it's not like we're walking away completely free when we do that negotiation. There are some teeth on the backside of it as well.
I had no idea about that as taxable income. Mm. Yowza.
Yeah, coming to get you one way or the other, right? You know, Brad, as Christians, though, how are we supposed to view our debts and the repayment of those debts? I'm guessing that there's some scripture behind this.
Yeah, so any kind of debt is basically a promise or an obligation that we made, and we need to take that very seriously. Even if we did it in foolishness at the time, or maybe even while we were a non-Christian, it is an obligation we have now. Psalm 37:21 says, "The wicked borrows and does not pay back." So we just need to be careful that we are trying to pay it back when we can. If we find ourselves over our head, then we need to remember that whole principle of the borrower is servant to the lender. And as the servant of our lenders, we need to go to them and communicate with them and say, hey, listen, we're having trouble with this. We want to pay you back, but we're really having trouble doing that, and see if they will extend grace to us. Because again, we're the servant, they're in the master position, and it's up to them to try to extend that grace to us. So we have to approach it in that mindset. And ultimately, if we're not able to pay it back, we can take some comfort in knowing that the law does provide some relief. So bankruptcy may not be an option that we want to consider, but it is one that the law does provide for those people that get so far over their head. So in any of these situations, we want to make sure that we're considering and involving wise counsel around us, because debt is going to be one of those things that causes emotions to really run. And anytime we're emotional, that just makes it that much more important to surround ourselves with people that are not in the middle of the situation, that can have a clear and objective mindset. And those people will give us good advice, will hopefully be able to open up options that we haven't even thought of.
Well, Brad, I know we've got a lot of people listening who are dealing with debt right now. We know debt can cause all kinds of issues in relationships, too. And even if you're not in a relationship, if you're single and you've got a really heavy load of debt, then you've got anxiety if you're not careful with what you're doing. So what encouragement can we give to those who are struggling under the burden of debt right now?
Certainly. As a Christian, remember that your joy and your self-worth is never found in our circumstances. So whether we're poor, whether we're rich, whether we're in debt, whether we're not, our identity is always in Christ, and that's where we need to be going back to. And the greatest relief for my mind is in remembering that there was only ever one debt that we couldn't afford to pay back, and that was our debt to sin. And if you go to 2 Corinthians 2, I'll just paraphrase it. He says that he canceled the record of debt that stood against us. He set it aside, nailing it to the cross. So when we think of our financial debts, oh, it can be so burdensome. It can be such a stress in our life. But those are things that can be dealt with in one way or another. There's always a way out. But the one debt that we couldn't afford to pay has already been taken care of for us. And that's where we can find our relief and find our joy and our satisfaction.